KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. More than 100 concerned teachers, parents, and community members packed into the Bemidji Area Schools Board meeting Monday after news broke of the potential closure of an elementary school. Larissa Donovan was there and has more.
As the district looks to trim more than $3 million from its budget this spring to avoid a deficit next school year, a proposal to close down J.W. Smith Elementary School is slated for a vote in early March. The Bemidji Education Association, the bargaining unit representing the district's teaching faculty, is also fighting for a contract amid the district's projected budget deficit. Many members arrived wearing symbolic black T-shirts, including Maggie Larson, a first-grade teacher at J.W. Smith.
Is J.W. Smith being considered because it is perceived as the path of least resistance? Because our families may be working multiple jobs? Because some of our parents are navigating food insecurity or housing instability? Because people assume this community won't push back as loudly? Because if that's the calculation, it's a grave misjudgment.
J.W. serves more than 200 students, nearly 70% of whom are American Indian. Its principal, Bruce Goodwin, notes that this school year, the All-Stars hit an impressive 90% attendance rate for the first time. Superintendent Jeremy Olson says if the board approves the closure of JW in a special March 2nd meeting, the board will host a public hearing afterwards. JW Smith, standing since 1954, is the district's oldest school building. The board recently approved the sale of Central Elementary, which closed 5 years ago in another wave of budget cuts, to an Indigenous-focused nonprofit last week. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission will not reconsider the sale of Minnesota Power to private equity firms. An environmental organization requested the reassessment in December. Megan Buffington breaks down the decision.
Environmental advocacy group CURE asked the PUC to reopen the record and take additional testimony on data center development and protections against conflicts of interest. The request was prompted by revelations that Minnesota Power was in talks with Hermantown city officials about a proposed data center. At the same time, the utility told the commission it had no specific plans for that type of project. Minnesota Power says preliminary planning involves talking with prospective customers and partners, but that's different from specific commitments and concrete plans for a project. In asking the PUC to deny CURE's petition, Minnesota Power also argued that this case isn't the place to have this discussion. If a large project like a data center were to move forward, it would come before the commission in a separate proceeding. The commissioners agreed at their meeting Thursday. Here's Commissioner Huikwan Hom.
I understand the concern raised in this reconsideration docket, but I think we can deal with it in different dockets.
In a statement Friday, CURE said it's disappointed but not surprised the PUC said no. The group noted that the commissioners didn't discuss what CURE considers the central issue, conflicts of interest. One of Minnesota Power's new owners plans to invest billions in data centers. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
8th District Congressman Pete Stauber has introduced legislation in the U.S. House that would require all American judges to be natural-born citizens. While the Constitution requires this of presidents, it does not include a requirement for judges or members of Congress. In a news release, Stauber calls the legislation the Judicial Loyalty Act, saying it would create safeguards against, quote, potential foreign influence in judicial decisions, including foreign policy, immigration, and national security. In the case that a judge is a dual citizen, the legislation would require them to officially renounce their foreign citizenship after this law's enactment. It was introduced and referred Friday to the House Committee on the Judiciary. Oh, for Sleet's Sake is one of the top vote-getters in the Minnesota Department of Transportation's Name a Snowplow contest this year. It will soon join the state's fleet of snowplows in District 3, which covers central Minnesota, including Brainerd. Northeastern Minnesota's newest plow will be Minnesota, while Sled Zeppelin will join the Northwest region's fleet. Other winning names this year are Flurious George, K-Pop Blizzard Hunter, Everyday I'm Shovelin', Oh Brother Where Art Plow, and The Life of a Snow Girl. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.